a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
I have my voice raised in cheer and wishes, salutations, greetings from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are all here. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, will give us the details. Why don't you give us a little tease, Robertsky, on what we're going to hear from you in a few minutes.
Oh, we got some really good cheap magazines for you, organic gardening and a whole bunch of travel magazines. And I want to tell you about a program that Target has now called Mobile Coupons. It's fairly new, and you can get some great, great savings from them.
Really?
Oh, the Queen of Cheap.
All right, good job. Cheap. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler monitoring social media with some of the heavy issues. Several heavy issues of the day.
I like the Sevy issues. You combine the two words. I like
there
that.
We are. Yes,
you
right,
you
exactly.
You get paid by the word, don't you?
Yes, I get paid by the word. That's why I combine
like
them
Dickens.
Sometimes. Right. Put them together, and what do you have? Bippity boppity boo. If you are irritable and gloomy today, this is the place to be. Bad weather aside, you will find your day much brighter if you spend a little time here on the Good Day program. And if you don't get to hear the whole program, go to Podcast One, podcastone.com. You'll hear the whole program about an hour and 40 or 50 minutes.
And you can find that on the website as well.
Yes, you can, at DougSteffen.com.
All right, our so bright, shiny new player.
With our issues of the day focus, what are people most concerned about that we're hearing from Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show?
A couple comments about CPAC from over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Alan says it was just banner from the Republicans and the Sarah Palin, Dr. Seuss thing was lame.
Really? I saw a little of Sarah Palin. And, Richie, you were there, actually, more than any of us.
I was there Friday.
And did you hear from Rand Paul? Were you there for that
speech? I passed him several times in the hallway, and, man, what a crowd.
Well, he got 31% of the vote in support, and he's the only one that's really saying.
There were so many kids. There's a lot of kids at CPAC, anyway. It's a very.
Are there? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Kids
college-age kids love CPAC.
Really?
Love it. So you saw your crowds walking around with I Stand for Rand buttons and signs and whatnot. He was being interviewed in the Fox thing. He was being interviewed on Radio Row, and he had I wouldn't say an entourage, but just there was a crowd. Like Rick Santorum walks around, he's got an entourage.
Does he?
And it's like, pardon us, clear the way.
Yeah, he's a big phony. And
right.
So
he's all right guy, but you know,
he's
whatever. Rand Paul walks around, and there's just like this mob that just kind of follows.
People know. I mean, his star
but
is.
But he doesn't have a self-proclaimed group around him that are his.
Well, see, that's the thing. With Santorum, when he comes through, it's kind of like you can tell it's his squad of six or eight.
Where does
or whatever
he get his money? Why does he does? He's not a politician anymore. How does he have the money to hire these people to be around him?
I guess he's got the
good question. Thank you for asking
the organization behind him.
Of course.
When Rand Paul walks around, there's so many people you can't tell what his entourage is.
Right.
But you know what I thought was cool is Rick Perry. Was just kind of walking around, just, you know.
Rick
hey, what's
Perry's
going on?
A really cool guy. I got to meet him. He's awesome. He just kind of, like, walks in and out.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, hey, what's going on, man? It wasn't this big entourage thing going on.
He got
on.
A bum rap, I think.
I thought that was kind of cool.
You think he got a bum rap because not very smart? Or because
well,
from
I
Texas?
Think people say he's not very smart because of that.
He couldn't remember his third item. His third issue.
He was on painkillers or something. He had back surgery like a couple weeks before. I mean, that's maybe an excuse, but it's a valid one.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering when we go back to some of the things that came out, what I've said over the years about George Bush. There was a yesterday in the news, I think there was a story about results of SAT testing. And George Bush doing better than Bill Clinton. Did we talk about that here, or did I have that conversation with somebody else? Anybody know?
Somebody else. I don't remember it.
All right. Okay. So then this makes for sort of clear sailing for a minute here on this. apparently, with the results of these, you know, Scholastic Aptitude Tests, the SATs, a lot of people are talking about them because they seem to be watering down the testing so they get more people into college for whatever the reason. So
yeah,
the results would be better
essay.
For minorities and things like that. At any rate, so somebody was poking around in SAT scores and found George Bush's. And found that George Bush's test results were 200 points higher than Bill Clinton's.
I believe it.
I don't.
And that means what?
Well, it means for some that in terms of that, and it isn't, the SAT is not a balance of intellect, but what you know in terms of book learning oftentimes.
Right,
what
and
your
how
skill
well you take
set
a test.
Is. Right. Now, Roberta would be happy to discount this because she doesn't like George Bush.
I don't like standardized testing. I don't like the SATs. I think they're a complete hoax.
Well, I think they've become that. I don't think
they
used to be, Roberta, but they've gotten like everything else. If it isn't up to standard and we can't get enough people under the tent, we're not going to make the people in the tent smarter or better at taking the test. We're going to dumb down the test. And that's what's going on. I don't know if the ACTs are the same as that, but the SATs. Go ahead,
I don't know if you were here when we... Were you here when we had the discussion about the SATs? I don't think so. Were you?
Me?
No, Doug.
That was my question to you.
No, because here's the deal. The SATs to me, the writing part is the most valuable because...
I was here.
Okay.
Yes, I was here.
I mean, it gives you a chance to actually prove, because I'm a terrible standardized test taker. I mean, I'd second guess myself all day long.
Really?
But when you get to the part where you can actually write and show your skills, you would think people would want that because they can actually... You know, they can actually put something out there, and we should be able to see if people can string together a sentence before we send them off.
Of course, we should. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Yes.
But that's what the Common App is all about, and the essay that you write in the Common App, and you know that's not going away anytime soon. So
the Daily Mail, the UK website, news website, has posted celebrity SAT scores.
Oh boy.
Is that where that came from, Richie?
Yes, it is where it came from. Yeah. Okay. Clinton got a 1020.
Yeah,
and Bush got a 1206.
All right, so I was right.
Clinton only got a 1020, really?
But check this out. Ben Affleck, reportedly near perfect.
Seriously?
SAT score.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
Courtney Cox, 1100.
Yeah.
Soprano star Drea De Matteo, 800.
800?
Yeah. The singer Keisha, 1500.
Whoa, Kesha?
1600 would be the top score.
Yeah.
By the way, 1600.
Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, 800. Bill Gates, 1590.
Oh, I believe it. Wow.
Genius. No wonder he dropped out of school.
I was like 1380, something like that when I took my
SATs. Of course you were.
Everybody.
I was 1599 and a half.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I actually had a teacher who was, what did he have? Like, I think he had some sort of disability. And he got a perfect score on his SATs, and they thought he cheated.
Do you remember what yours was, Jen?
Oh, it was terrible. It was like a 9-something, almost 1,000. It was terrible.
You remember yours?
And you know what? All my points came from English.
All my points came from English. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
It was a bad one.
Kenny, you remember yours?
Good.
Yeah, mine was 1260.
Right.
Richie, you remember yours?
10-something or other.
Right. Yeah, mine was where Kenny's is. Mine was, I think, 1240-something. 1240.
I was higher than all of you.
Oh, you're so smart, Roberta. Yeah. We love you for that. 14 past the hour. Here's the way to fix a problem that many of you have. You're losing your hair. Stop it. Stop the hair loss. Stop it now. Stop losing your hair. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. It is the best all-natural hair thinning therapy because it works so simply. Put it on the top of your head. Back where, in my case, I got a little spot in the top. Richie loves to poke fun at my little spot in the
back.
So, but you'll notice, Richie, the next time you see me, it isn't really there anymore.
It's very easy to fix. It really is.
Yeah. You cleanse your pores and the hair starts growing back in again. It's under your scalp. You want to just open up the pores so the hair can come back again. That's what Provia does.
Hey, you big bald dummies.
Stop your
hair.
We've
got the fix.
I want a sample.
I wouldn't have put it quite that way.
It is easy to fix. It's easy to fix.
800-525-8319. You want what, Roberta?
I want a sample of this.
Why?
Well, because, you know, when you get to a certain age, I mean, I've always
been extraordinarily
sick hair. But, you know, it's starting to
get out. She's making the point of how easy... Everybody gets this.
Even
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Your pores get clogged.
Clogged up.
Clean them out.
Yes, that is very, that is true. You're right. Okay,
so only men lose their hair as they age. Women.
No, women lose hair too. Women lose their hair during menopause. Is that
after
one of the
menopause.
Things that happens?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
My
yes,
wife
yes.
just went through this whole big thing.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Your
That's
wife
why
starts
I want
your menopause?
Pre, but the hair started coming out. And so
yeah.
She,
theory.
Yeah, this was one of the fixes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
One of the fixes for losing your hair?
Just cleaning the pores out, yes.
Mm-hmm. Really? Uh-huh. It is. Well, that's how you do it. And
it's a big thing with women around that age, pushing the 50 age. It's a big thing for women.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Huh. All right. 800.
So women, too.
525-8319. That's for Provia, 800-525-8319.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
She's the queen of cheap.
Yeah.
The diva of Tulsa.
Oh, yes, I am.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. You know a young volunteer aged 6 to 18 that's making a difference in your community. Why don't you nominate him or her for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program? You'll get $10,000, or the person that you've nominated, if he or she wins, gets 10 grand in scholarships to be used toward higher education. Nominations are open through Friday of this week, so you ought to do some work next couple of days. Nominate a young volunteer. If you'd like to learn more about how to do this and who might be eligible, kohlskids.com is the website. K-O-H-L-S-K-I-D-S, kohlskids.com. Hi, Roberta. You have some Amazon specials. Is there anything in the world that's not for sale on Amazon?
I love Amazon. They're just amazing.
Really amazing stuff.
I wish I had thought up the idea.
Yeah.
Actually, Amazon today has a whole bunch of magazines for you just in time for spring. You get 2 years of organic gardening for just $12.
I subscribe to that. That's actually a pretty good magazine.
It's a great magazine.
If you're into gardening or growing stuff, it's a good magazine.
I was doing a little bit of gardening yesterday because it was so nice and warm.
Yeah.
And also for you travelers out there, a travel magazine sale, Backpacker, Island, and Condé Nast Traveler. All just $4.99 for a one-year subscription. So those are tremendous savings on magazines. And I want to tell you about a program that Target has started. It's called Target Mobile Coupons. And if you're a shopper at Target, you definitely want to get on board for this. Once you sign up for their Up and Up Target Mobile Coupon, you'll get $15 off your first purchase of up to $40. And they have great deals like, you know, $2 off of fresh fruit, $2 off of deli. But you have to sign up for the mobile coupons. So we tell you how to go about doing that all at DougStefan.com and check out all the other great items at the Queen of Cheap section to help save you lots of money.
In the next half hour, we'll discuss the latest from the San Francisco big fire took place overnight. 21 after now. Good day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Watching, catching teardrops in my hands. Only silence as it's ending.
This is Brittany Camel singing Skyscraper on The Voice last night.
You have to make me feel like there's nothing left. You can take everything I have. You can break your.
All right. Who thinks this is valuable?
It's okay. Kind of boring, but okay.
I like her.
A nice voice.
Yeah.
Oh, Roberta likes it.
She has the range, certainly.
Usher ended up getting her on his team. All right, let's see here. Bo Thomas next singing You Are the Best Thing from The Voice last night.
I would pick Shakira if I was you.
Yeah.
I'm with Blake. Cut 1206, yeah. Not 1205. There you go.
Baby.
Pretty short.
I like this better than the last one.
You think so?
I like this better than the last one.
Right. You know, hi, Roberto. What do you think of this? No. Kenny?
I want to like it. I haven't heard enough of it yet.
I like it a lot better than the last one, but
really?
It's okay.
Come on, I think it's okay. I like it. I think it's alright.
I don't like it at all. Alright, so let's see. That moves us into Lindsey Bruce.
Take him?
No. Lindsey Bruce, Even If It Breaks Your Heart.
Yeah, that's kind of voice.
You like it?
No.
I like it.
Really?
No. The women like it. Kenny, you're the tiebreaker.
No.
Somebody liked it. They turned around.
Yeah. Shakira got here, actually. By Caleb Elder. Groove Me.
Oh, 103rd Street, man, whatever
it is. Like
hey, this is a darling, let's tell you something. Girl, I've been trying to say you look so sweet and so doggone.
It's kind of a cute, is that the right word? Presentation?
The song is fun, but yeah, his voice is.
Congratulations.
I think Adam getting it.
So that we can live. Oh, have a
Yeah.
Rumor house, you know she's gonna groove my baby.
Got the words wrong.
Adam got him on his team. Come on now.
Coaching relationships started.
Which one?
12-10.
12-10, yes, that's it.
Saw a chair turn around. I just, I lost it.
I know you did, and I helped get you back together.
Thank you, thank you. I saw you was keep going. What are you doing? What are you doing? Just singing.
You're 9 seconds in. conveying attitude and confidence when you can't be seen is a hard thing. You came out here, and you're like, ha! Oh. And I was feeling it.
All right, okay. So you're getting more now. What's the process here, Jennifer? They
continue on with auditions, and then I think next week they start the battle rounds, where on each team, two members of the team go head to head until there's half the team left.
So how much time do they spend, and how do they actually rehearse with these people?
The coaches actually coach them. They actually rehearse with them for at least a few sessions, and then they rehearse on their own. I think the time between the battles and the auditions is not very long, and then the live show will start in a couple of weeks.
Right. Okay, so then these people are being paid not only to judge on the television program, but to actually work with the talent to try to make them better.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. That's what they get paid for. All right, good clarification. Hey, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. We're all here trying to make your day a little bit better. It's 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people can really learn to understand what type of mood their dog is simply by the way their dog is barking. Scientists have claimed that humans can understand dogs by simply listening to their barks. They said that humans can read a dog's mood according to whether his barks are prolonged or short or low or high pitched. They found that the most important feature of both dog and human sounds were the length of the sound and its pitch. Dog calls that were long and high pitch was seen by humans to reveal fear, while long, low-pitch calls were viewed as aggression. In contrast, short pulsing sounds, whether high or low-pitched, were seen to be friendly. You know, having been working with dogs for well over 30 years, listening to their barks and understanding them is pretty much what my life is all about. And when a dog, for example, is growling, growling is not always aggressive. The deeper the growl, the more aggressive. So watch your dog all the time. Watch their barks. You really can't communicate if you take the time to understand what they're saying. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
You're going to like what you hear on the Good Day program this half hour, 33 after. I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley, Robert. There's no Robert here, is there? Okay, that's the other show. Rich McFadden.
He's out for a little bit. He'll be back.
Yeah, that's right. Jennifer Horn, Robertsky, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken, Kenneth Kessler here. The way we sound is as if we actually knew what we were talking about. We sound like we're friends. We have endless information.
Sound like we're friends?
Yeah. Well, no matter
how.
That
doesn't give the right impression, Dougie.
What? We are friends.
We're really not. We sound
really
like
friends.
We play friends on the radio.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, when we get into our audience, it's unlistenable. We don't like audience. The audience doesn't like it when we argue about stuff.
Sometimes it's fun.
They like it when we have clusters of garbage on the air, depending on how you define garbage. We have good news and we have bad news, and we just have the news. Ken Kessler monitoring some of the comments about the news. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. Any listener comments about the plane? This gig is going on. I am thinking maybe a hijacking if they could somehow or other figure out. Yeah. They got it off of they fixed it so
they
that nobody could follow the normal way.
They turned the regular radar off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That identifies the airplane, who it is, what it is.
Unless right. It's shut off automatically.
Right.
Why would it shut off automatically?
And they knew that the plane was flying for an hour after it dropped off of the radar, and now they're following that direction. So yesterday, yeah, I was with you, Dougie. I started thinking, I wonder if, because they started talking about the pilots and looking into the pilot's background, and it makes you wonder whether the pilots or a pilot had something to do with this.
Yeah, that's what they said, an ill-intentioned crew member, perhaps.
And then they flew it to an undisclosed location, turned off the radar, flew it to an undisclosed location, landed it on some deserted island, and there are a bunch of hijackers and terrorists there.
Well, Somalia can go out with these guys and hijack boats. Why can't we think the same way about a hijacked airplane? It's hard to hide.
Hey,
it
at this
is
point,
hide
five days and no sign of anything. Every theory is out there on the table, and I'll even let you throw the aliens one up there.
Well, I thought that made sense for a little while. Vietnam, by the way, says it'll scale back its search in Vietnamese waters because it doesn't now look like the plane was over water when whatever happened, whatever it is that happened, whether it was hijacked and landed someplace. It just seems awfully difficult with the satellite imagery that we have. I mean, you can't.
I'm
thinking about what I see about my farm.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you. That was gonna. Yeah. I was gonna.
You know, I don't know if you guys heard this story yesterday, but before I went to bed, it was on one of the news websites, and there was a group who actually got all the satellite imaging pictures, put it up on a website, and asked the public to go and start scouring over the, you know, because there's millions of images,
right?
And so they start, and it, actually, so many people went on this huge search party formed, virtual search party formed. That it actually crashed the website.
Really?
Isn't that kind of interesting? But what a great idea. I mean, that's the future.
Malaysia Airlines says it is shocked by allegations that the co-pilot of this flight let people into the cockpit to sit on his lap. Yeah. Sounds like,
that's another thing, is the Malaysian authorities don't really seem to know what they're doing here.
No, they don't. Well, this is the area of the world. They don't.
The Brits are basically saying that this is just mass confusion.
Yeah, it is. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to deal with it. It's just one of those things. Kenny, do you have anything else on this?
I got a couple of comments. Tim says this is just like the Bermuda Triangle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Except bigger.
Make a case for it, yeah.
At least in the Bermuda Triangle, you know where to look.
Yeah.
Chris says, right about now, they're running from a polar bear, and in a couple weeks, they'll discover a mysterious hatch.
Seriously, I mean, that's what it feels like.
A massive five-alarm fire in San Francisco, Mission Bay District, the site, last night, totally consuming a new construction site and threatening a lot of nearby buildings. Anybody see the video of this? What a mess. 150 firefighters. And several hundred residents working. This is a big apartment building complex. Half of the firefighters on duty in the whole city were there trying to knock the blaze down. High-rise building, which was being converted into a residence, 172 units. Now the building will probably collapse. They'll tear it down if it doesn't collapse because of the fire damage and the amount of water used to extinguish the fire. How'd you like to be the insurance company? That's hanging on to this one. Only one firefighter got hurt, and not really badly. But what a mess. If you look at some of these pictures, good God. And they didn't. Usually when these things happen, you can pretty easily figure out why it started. They haven't figured it out yet. So it's one of those things that, what are you going to do? But it is something. The only reason I bring it up, normally I wouldn't talk about something like that, but it was so engulfing, and you wonder how it reminded me of the barn that I had on my farm that burned down in 45 minutes. On one of the farms that I had a couple of years ago, we were burning brush around. It was the springtime, and a whiff of wind. This is a fire about 400 feet away from the barn, but because it had been a calm day, picked up a little, what do they call, a little, almost like a little ember. And picked it up, the wind picked it up, brought it, dropped it into the barn where the hay was, and the fire started immediately. And this was an old, dry, wooden barn, and I had put all of the things in the barn that we were going to use to rebuild it. So not only did the barn burn to the ground in 45 minutes, but all the things that I had bought, trusses and wood and roofing stuff, all gone. In 45 minutes, you have no idea how insidious fire can be. If it's in the right circumstances, it is the most dangerous, scary stuff. I find a fire bothers me. I mean, I don't mind having a fire in the fireplace, but having a fire outside is...
Unless it's your son starting the fire in the fireplace, and then, of course, it's...
Right. Richie remembers from how many years ago is that?
Burns down your dining room.
Brenton started a fire in the fireplace, but he didn't open the flue.
Right.
I wasn't home, and the house was cold, so he decided he'd start a fire in the fireplace. And you haven't, Jennifer. Well, yeah, no, Jennifer, you've been in my house. Richie's been in my house.
I've never been in your house, actually.
Oh, you didn't go in? When you were there? Well, Roberta, you've been
in
my house, right?
I thought that would be creepy to just walk in. I just drove down your driveway.
No, you can come in. Anyway, the point is, there's this great big old fireplace. And it was filled with stuff, and so Brendan decided he'd burn it. The only thing is, he didn't open the flue. So the house got just loaded with all kinds of smoke, and the fire burned actually some of the mantle around it. And he was, I mean, he
stuck his arm and got it open a little bit. But it was scary. That kind of stuff is really pretty scary.
Yeah, sure is. Right.
Richie, beer news today.
Yay.
Actually, a couple of very interesting stories. We have a story at DougStefan.com about a scandal involving beer and sports arena concession stands. Apparently, it's been uncovered that the large beer you buy is actually just a bigger cup. The amount of beer in the cup is the same as the regular drink. What a yensing.
Oh, that's a scandal.
Isn't
like when
that
you go
horrible?
To, when you go to a stadium or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your large beer could
did
fit
you know
in
this?
A
small
beer.
Was it back?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say something?
Absolutely. I have. I've told the masses. I've preached to the choir.
Really?
I tell everybody at the stadium.
Does anybody care? Then nobody cares, apparently.
Well, I know, and I save my money, so that's all I care about.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. Yeah. Richie cares about Richie. There's a new beer on the market.
There's
could
hundreds
become
of beers on the market.
A post-workout recovery drink. It's kind of like a combination of regular beer and those monster drinks. Can you imagine what kind of a buzz you
get? No, what this is they had a report come out saying that beer is actually a good post-workout drink.
Really?
So now they have, you know, all these low-carb, light-calorie beers that they're saying you should drink after the water.
What is the old expression?
They taste like water.
Taste great, less filling? What beer was that?
Miller Lite.
And you don't like Miller Lite?
It's less filling. I'll give them that.
You don't like it, though?
If I'm mowing the lawn and that's the only beer laying in the backyard, I would drink one. Other than that, no.
Really?
No, I'm a beer snob.
Yes, I know that.
Sorry.
I understand that. Right. Speaking of snobs, Khloe Kardashian, the mansion that she and Lamar Odom were living in, they're cleaning it out. Apparently,
for the whole 10 days they were married?
Yeah.
They were married actually about 5 years, 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
But remember the robbery that took place, was it last week, Jennifer?
Yeah, this is the house that she actually just, she sold it to Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. Uh-huh. And the house was robbed. Now, people thought...
I love her name.
What?
That's fun.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
People were suggesting at first that the drug dealers connected to Lamar Odom might have been behind the jewelry... they got $250,000 of jewels stolen from them.
Really?
Who keeps that in a vacant house? I don't know. Radar Online claims the real reason, however, for the theft may have something to do with OJ. Yeah.
Really?
OJ's former manager, his name is Norman Pardo, he tells Radar Online that he thinks that thieves were actually looking for golf clubs that once belonged to OJ. So they went in to toss the place. The clubs were in last possession of Khloe's dad, Robert Kardashian, and people think Khloe may have inherited them, especially because of the rumors that OJ is her real dad.
OJ is Khloe's real dad?
That's the rumor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? I guess, did I hear that before? I don't remember.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So there's a little celebrity scandal. Let's have a little more celebrity news in a moment here. It's a good day. It's 16 before the hour.
Just to let everybody know, you have to hear this smackdown that Chelsea...
Right, that's coming up.
Lately.
Chelsea Handler, Piers Morgan.
Chelsea
celebrity
Handler, Piers Morgan.
And television news with Jennifer Morgan. I mean, Jennifer...
Good Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Good Morgan.
Jennifer Morgan.
Piers Morgan looks like such a punk here.
Well, he is. 16 before the hour on good day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
One immigration reform plan would create a new guest worker program, but it was based on a political deal between big business and big labor. It sets up a process that is too complicated and expensive for small businesses. Yet, most illegal labor works for small businesses, not big corporations. These businesses would now have to be certified to hire foreign workers, apply for the specific positions to be acceptable for visas, supply massive data to state and federal governments, and prove that they tried to hire locally. Most small businesses simply cannot afford such an arduous process, so the illegal labor problem would not be solved. A look through the lens of liberty would reveal a simple solution: exempt small businesses from these oppressive paperwork requirements.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
All right, let's get to the television news. Jennifer has the story behind the story with the Chelsea Handler interview with... I thought it was the other way around, actually. I thought it was Chelsea Handler interviewing Piers Morgan, but it was the other way around.
No, Piers had Chelsea on the show last night. Yeah. And they had a fine start to the interview. Then they went to commercial break. And when they came back, Chelsea really railed on him, saying, you know, you can't even pay attention for 60 seconds. You're a terrible interviewer. And Piers shot back at her. Here's a clip of the audio from last night's Piers Morgan show. It's crazy. I love it.
You tweet very amusingly.
I wish you did. I mean, in the middle of the commercial break, I want your viewers to know. They must know because they're probably following you on Twitter. I mean, you can't even pay attention for 60 seconds. You're a terrible interviewer.
Well, you just weren't keeping my attention. That's
problem.
It is your problem.
This is your show. You have to pay attention to the guests that you invited on your show.
Is interesting enough?
Yeah, they listen, it doesn't matter how interesting I am. You signed up for this show.
Of course it does.
Well, maybe that's why your job is coming to an end.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Don't want to cross you, do we?
I don't know. Do you?
I quite like to cross you. I like you when you're being nasty. Now, you were tweeting this during the Oscars. It's very funny. So congratulations, 12 Years a Slave. Go to Africa or buy Uganda. Be kidding me. Ahead of the curve, Oscars. You then added, if Angelina Jolie just filed adoption papers, Lupita Nyong'o. You got into trouble for this?
I get into trouble all the time. I mean, people, I'm a comedian.
You can tell there's a turn
in the rest of the interview.
Yeah.
I mean, she's done. She's kind of
annoyed. I don't like either one of them. She's always trying to be a wiseacre, and he is what she described.
The look on her face
at
this
point
is, I hate you, and I cannot wait for this to be over.
I want to get out of here.
All right, so Jen, what else?
The look on my face whenever I accidentally tune into a show.
CBS announced a new season of Big Brother. That'll debut on June 25th. Other summer premiere dates, remember that cool show Under the Dome? Well, that'll be back on June 30th. And Halle Berry's series, Extant, will come out on July 9th. Plus the third season of Unforgettable on June 29th.
All right, so Ryan Seacrest is on a diet.
Yes, he drinks only juice, and that's about it.
Why does anybody care about that? Yeah. Why are you asking why he does
that?
Why
would that skinny little toothpick be on a diet?
Well, that's what he apparently wants to be that way.
Then he only has juice.
But he has no muscle. He doesn't look like a man.
He doesn't need it. He just wants to be thin.
Really?
Huh.
I don't see how this would be. That just treats the mania that everybody's...
Well, and it's not really a healthy lifestyle.
No, it's very unhealthy.
You can be skinny but still be unhealthy.
We're going to be hearing about him in the news at some point about this. That's sad.
Especially with his schedule. I mean, he has a crazy schedule.
There was a Jack Bauer sighting.
Yeah, I heard about that. What's the story with
his
shoes?
Jack's shoes.
Kiefer Sutherland was out in the Roman streets of London, and Jack Bauer's scuffed up running around London as Jack Bauer's shoes.
Was Chloe with him or not?
Not in these pictures, no.
Right. 51, I said, it was 10 before the hour, now 51 after the hour on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Pets in the focus on Good Day. It's Pet Talk time. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, America's most trusted pet expert. Can you imagine what a moniker that is, what a weight he has on his shoulders to carry on, and the fact that he comes out of this program every week to talk about how to take care of your pets. It is very, very cool stuff. You may have seen, Warren, our video of the day from a week or so ago, a bunny stampede, this woman walking through a park in Japan with a bag of rabbit treats, and the rabbits go running after her. It's actually quite an interesting video. You got lots of different videos. You can check them out at DougStephan.com. Lots of information from Warren. He's writing a blog as we speak. We will be the first people in the universe to hear his thoughts as he is going to blog them, coming right up here on Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Warren Eckstein is here, brought to us by the folks at Nutrident. The complete dog dental chew is Nutrident. Clinically proven, it's better than brushing your dog's teeth for all kinds of reasons. Last time you stuck your hand in your dog's mouth, what happened? Mine, I'm lucky to come out with Charlotte loves me and all that, but man, when I brush her, try to clean her teeth, I'm losing.
Nibble, nibble.
Yeah, exactly. More than nibble, nibble. It's clomp, clomp, clomp. Anyway, Nutrident Complete reduces bad breath and tartar buildup in your dog. Much better than brushing. Cleans like a brush. Tastes like a treat to the dog. Natural ingredients are formulated to be highly digestible. It's made in our country. It's all natural. Has vitamins and minerals in it. No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. It's manufactured by the leader in safe, healthy chewing. Superior, highly palatable formulas include chicken flavor, peanut butter flavor, bacon flavor, an adult filet mignon flavor. Wow.
Down with that.
Peanut butter is what I use. Warren, what do you use to brush your dog's teeth? What flavor?
I use doggy toothpaste that has chicken flavor.
Chicken flavor.
Yes.
Chicken why don't we flavor. Just use regular toothpaste?
Because
why
do
we
dogs, not
dogs swallow it?
Dogs don't spit and gargle, Doug. So it's it, and toothpaste is caustic. So that's why
we should. We should actually be using their toothpaste.
Dog toothpaste.
Although my dog does spit and gargle, but that's just
really. No, that's because your dog is superior. Okay, so you're blogging about what today?
Yeah, I get this question. Why does my dog like to sleep in bed with me?
Bed with the dogs. Yes.
And so I'm in the middle of writing, but let me give you the first sentence or two, okay? Mm-hmm. Dogs are often what I call the Peter Pans of the animal world. Many stay puppies their entire life and look toward their guardian as kind of pseudo parent. So it's perfectly normal for them to want to sleep next to mom or dad. And even in cases where dogs are banned from the bedroom, very often you'll find them sleeping just outside the bedroom door or as close as possible to the bedroom because they want to be with the rest of the group.
That's just because they want to be.
Yeah, just like the kid who, you know, the young child who always wants to be with his mother. Remember that that dog's very often.
Well, it's a pack mentality.
And there you go.
The packs all sleep together.
That's it.
You know, one of the things that Meredith really wants to get a dog, and she's been looking at all of these various rescue sites all up and down from Florida to New York and into Madison. There are hundreds, thousands
dogs. Tens of thousands.
It is amazing.
There's no reason to buy a dog unless you want a specific dog.
Well, even if you want a specific dog, here's what a lot of people don't understand. 25% of every dog at shelters in the United States is a purebred dog. And even if you want to get a dog from, let's say you can't go to a shelter, there are rescue. My dog came from West Side German Shepherd Rescue. There's East Side German Shepherd Rescue. There's Schnauzer Rescue. There's Cocker Rescue.
I got a red border collie. Who would ever even heard of a red border collie, but a pure breed red border collie, and that was Patch. I had him for 13 years.
And here's the difference. When you go to a shelter or you adopt a dog from the Humane or Rescue Societies, call me eccentric. Heaven forbid you should, but I believe they know you saved their lives and pay you back every day for the rest of their life.
The one I saw was very sweet. As a matter of fact, the description she was reading, this is a particular dog, is kind of a pit bull mix, and it was docile, and we decided that was probably a good mix with Charlotte.
Perfect mix for Charlotte. Let Charlotte make the decision.
There you go, exactly. Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Check it out online, 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.